In Jesus' name. Have you ever been or felt duped? Duped. To deceive by underhanded means suggests unwariness on the part of the individual, according to the New College Merriam-Webster English Dictionary. Ever been or felt deceived? A person that you trusted let you down in a major and significant way. Stranger asks for money, you give it, and see him or her walk into a liquor store and come out with a bottle, wrapped, of course, in a plastic or brown bag. Someone to whom you have confided a difficult personal struggle, who shares it more publicly. Close friend gives you his or her word and then fails to deliver on it. You get the idea. Being duped or feeling duped is no fun. It is, in fact, enraging and depressing. Ever felt duped by God? Consider the question. You are convinced God has called you to a life of discipleship, or even to the ordained ministry, or to the diaconate. And you find that classes are unbelievably demanding. People find out you're a pastor or deaconess or studying to be one and move away from a relationship with you, especially on couples.com or meeting places. On call day, you are told via Walther that your parish should be something like a foretaste of heaven and the closest thing to paradise on earth. And it is really actually something not quite so sweet. Financial bills and debts mount. Folks aren't paying attention to you as you preach or teach or witness or live the gospel of Jesus. Ever have that feeling that somewhere along the line you've been duped even by God? Jeremiah did. You duped me, O Lord, and I let myself be duped. Well, if Jeremiah had had the opportunity to read Matthew 10, which we heard this morning, he wouldn't have been duped or even felt duped, because it's laid right out there. Discipleship, following Yahweh, following Jesus, is not a proverbial bed of roses. It is demanding, it is troublesome, it is emotionally draining, it is punishing. Not necessarily all the time, but there are seasons of that, and this reality is most certainly true. Discipleship, diaconal work, pastoring is not always wonderful. It is often painful. That's the reality of the call to life with Jesus. Jeremiah in his existential crisis, shared in chapter 20, and Jesus in his commissioning of the disciples and foretelling of coming persecutions for them, shared in Matthew chapter 10, focus on this reality. Believe it. Understand it. Prepare for it. There is no duping here. Jesus and Jeremiah are very clear. Church work, being a follower of Jesus, is difficult, exhausting, and hazardous. We are set in the middle of spiritual warfare with a target on our backs. But in the midst of this dark and pessimistic reality, there is another one. The presence of God alongside of us. The promise of Jesus to abide with us forever. Jeremiah, "But the Lord is with me like a mighty champion. Sing to the Lord, praise the Lord, for he has rescued the life of the poor from the power of the wicked." Jesus, "Even all the hairs of your head are counted. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before my heavenly Father." There's no duping here. We following Jesus as our brothers and sisters in the last millennia or two face distressing and dangerous times at times. We followers of Jesus, though, are always accompanied by him. Always his presence with us, in each other, his body. Always his presence with us in his meal. Always his presence with us in his teaching in the scriptures, always at our side, you, me, all believers, always worth a treasure in his eyes, always acknowledged. Jesus with us, mighty champion. Sing to the Lord, praise the Lord. Amen.